Hi, welcome back. Switching symptoms on and off on demand. You have heard me saying this maybe a lot, but what does it really mean? And is a release the fastest way into healing? In my opinion, it is, and I'm going to explain you why that is. But it's not that straightforward, and it's not that easy. That's why we have an entire course about it, and some people need almost a year to experience a good release. So there are obstacles. It's not easy. And as well, the programming that we've had in our body related to the primary stressors, we need to undo that. And that can take a while because sometimes we're talking about 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, or even longer of conditioning ourselves in a way that it is not helpful. So in this video, I'd like to explain the entire process of a release. The reason that you want to heal and feel better is that you are experiencing symptoms. So every disease I basically call a collection of symptoms. And with chronic illnesses, most of these symptoms are so-called mind-body symptoms. And mind-body symptoms are very overwhelming and they have the purpose to bring you into bed, to let you wait until the symptoms improve, to make you obsess about them, but also to pull your attention away from the underlying stressor inside of your body that makes the brain freak out and create those mind-body symptoms to protect you. And on top of that, there are also a whole range of other kinds of symptoms. For example, excessive stress symptoms, digestive issues, etc. To simplify it, under every symptom is a stressor. And this stressor is emotional. And what that means is that you have to reconnect with the emotion and to feel it through and to allow it completely. And when you do that, you notice that the energy will leave your body. But first of all, the resistance towards that emotion, or I call it energy sometimes, you're going to dissolve that. And that's not an easy process because there are going to be levels of you with resistance and parts of you that want to allow. And that means we sort of create an inner war where a part of you is doing things to feel the emotion through, but a bigger part, the unconscious part, is still trying to suppress and reject that emotion. If I would say something like we have to release an emotion, it sounds like we have to get rid of it. But it's the opposite action here right now, because getting rid of it is not having it as a part of your life. That means over time to almost never experience certain emotions because you push it away is the opposite of allowing it and feeling it through. And luckily, this entire dynamic, also the pressure that you had inside of yourself to resist that and the coping mechanisms involved and all kinds of stress will then dissolve. And the emotion goes up and you start crying, for example, but also burping. Maybe you start sweating or shaking and shivering, and sometimes even vomiting. And although that is pretty overwhelming, and the emotion itself can be very difficult, because usually we're talking about childhood emotions that you've suppressed as a little child that were very overwhelming, because children just tend to have very overwhelming and difficult emotions, and they need someone to hold space for them. And when that wasn't the case, the child basically just dissociated from its emotions. The emotions are then still waiting inside of your body, first in your cells. And as soon as you're ready to let go of the internal resistance and to feel the emotion through it, it comes along your organs. And exactly in that moment, the brain perceives that as a danger and creates symptoms to protect you. So in my opinion, the fastest way forward is to really connect with the emotion and teach yourself to feel those emotions, normalize them, and to experience them again. And then they are a part of your life. Anger is not something that you feel once, for example, and then it's gone, but you can feel it multiple times, maybe every day. And the same counts for all the other emotions. We want them to be a part of your life. As difficult as that might be sometimes, the opposite is even harder, because then you're sort of cut yourself off, you close your heart space, you don't feel, you become numb, you become a thinker, and eventually you have an illness. Therefore, there is no other way than to reconnect with these emotions. And with certain mind-body conditions, such as back pain or other things that you can still have a decent life with, it might not be that big of a thing to do emotional healing. But when it comes to chronic fatigue syndrome or ME, then we've noticed that there is so much suppressed in the body that the only way through is to really let the emotions come up and to feel them through and to allow them and to experience them. And this is a gradual process. So we ask our clients for a one-year commitment. It's quite a lot, but we need 1 year minimum, I think, to undo the negative brain retraining that we've done as a child and that we do in society with, you know, for example, positive thinking or distracting ourselves from emotions, to undo that and to get in touch with the body. The body is the place where we feel and where we experience emotions and also symptoms, of course. That takes a while. So the release process is in the beginning a gradual process, most likely. It's difficult to experience an immediate release of symptoms in the first few months. Maybe it's even impossible. We're preparing ourselves for the emotional releases, and then slowly by slowly we connect more with the body and then we start releasing. And the course itself is a 3 to 6 month online program in which we teach you all the tools, but it doesn't mean that you will experience an immediate release of symptoms in that time frame, unfortunately, because it takes time to reconnect with the body and we have to deal with all kinds of resistance layers. And when you go too fast in the emotional body, then the brain is going to freak out even more and create more symptoms to protect you. On one hand, people can say that's re-traumatizing. But on the other hand, I call it also a form of empowerment. Because if you can trigger yourself with difficult feelings and you feel just a slight bit of it, and you are already overwhelmed, and after that, the limbic brain is perceiving that as a danger and creates a lot of symptoms to protect you. So your symptoms are going to be amplified, especially if you rush through the preparation phase. But imagine that you know exactly what is causing your symptoms. So first you think it was activity, then you think there was something wrong with your brain or something wrong with your body. But then all of a sudden we make you focus on an emotion and you already experience difficulty. And all of a sudden the brain switch on more symptoms and you're maybe completely exhausted. Maybe you have a crash, maybe a migraine, maybe brain fog, you name it. It's not comfortable, but at least you know, okay, this emotion is causing this reaction inside of my body. Doesn't mean that the reaction will always stay the same. Maybe the mind will come up with different symptoms. But then at least you know what is causing your symptoms. And I think that is so empowering. And I've been talking a lot about emotions so far. And it's easy to dismiss emotions. Maybe you think my chronic illness is not related to emotions at all. Well, I've made this video, or that one, and that is labeled, "Are your chronic health issues actually emotional issues?" I recommend watching that video if you have still doubts about whether emotions are the cause of your disease. So before, I already told you one of the biggest obstacles in a release. People are going too fast, and then they are scared when the symptoms amplify. There is no stable foundation, and they should go slower. It's difficult to make a program for everyone, because there are a lot of different kinds of people, you know? and some have had a chronic illness for 10 or 20 years, for example, whereas others just have it for 1 year. And each of these groups have their own difficulties. If you are just ill for like a couple months or a year or just a year, then probably all you want to do is to go back to your old life, living that life disconnected from emotions, engaging in coping mechanisms. And one of those coping mechanisms is to be the best, to perform, to achieve, to be a perfectionist. And if you're going to put that coping mechanism on the very system that is going to deal with the root problem, which is emotional, then you're going to have a lot of resistance, because you want to be the best in releasing out of the need to not feel the underlying emotion that needs to be released. But when you are reconnecting more and more with your body, and when you feel a bigger range of your own emotional body, then a lot of these frightening feelings come up. Maybe that you can't do anything right. Maybe that you are a loser. Maybe that you are not worth anything. These are very overwhelming feelings from our inner child, that, and usually the first response is to overcompensate that, to perform, achieve, perfectionism, pleasing, etc., all these coping mechanisms. And if you then want to put a lot of pressure on yourself to heal, then you're just setting yourself up for failure. So part of healing is to get rid of that old personality, that achiever, and to know that whenever difficult feelings are coming up, that it is okay in the beginning, especially, that you can't handle them, that they're too overwhelming, that you want to go back to your old life. It's all good. So breathe through that. How does it feel, for example, to do everything wrong or to be absolutely worthless? It's just an aspect of you. It's the inner child. And I think that when you reject your own emotions, you reject a part of yourself, then you give that part of yourself the message that it is not good enough. And that part of yourself is trying to communicate with you with those feelings because it wants your attention. It wants to be loved. It wants to be seen. It wants to be integrated. So parts work is also a part of the program. So therefore, we do what we can to prepare you for feeling these difficult emotions. But it's never going to be a smooth ride. It's always going to be bumpy. We can't do it any other way. Sometimes we're dealing with 40 years of suppressed emotions. And if the emotion inside of you has been suppressed for so long, then you get coping mechanisms. These coping mechanisms will make another part of you very angry. Then you also make that aspect inside of you feel worthless because you don't look at it. And after a while, it becomes a very complex system of all kinds of emotions that are all related to each other. You sort of feel fine until you open the bottle and when everything comes out. So therefore, you know, we take our time. We're not in a rush. We do what we can to make you feel grounded, to make you feel safe. We try to keep it simple, but it's definitely maybe one of the most difficult things that we can do in our lifetime. So in order to go through this process as smooth, as best, and as simple as possible, we have a lot of tools in the program. We also have a community where you can share your story and then relate to others who are experiencing more or less the same thing. And on top of that, we also think it's important for you to buddy up with someone. So we provide that possibility. It doesn't mean that it is always easy, but it can be so helpful if there is someone holding space for you whenever you have a symptom and need to go through a difficult emotion, that there is someone there with you, because otherwise the brain can just distract you with all kinds of thoughts and all kinds of symptoms. Someone who is just holding space. So I hope that this explanation helped you, and I wish you a beautiful healing journey. Please like and subscribe, and I'll see you in the next video.